Gary North says, yeah, I read most of the things he wrote about you. It's nice to know you old leftists still keep the network going, still dreaming of the good old days, still arguing over what might have been. Now it's my question, do you think that everything that leftists have is really on dreaming and arguing, or is the left still alive? And we shouldn't actually forget that I mentioned already protests in Italy. And also that actually socialist principle of nationalization is saving, capitalist institutions all over the world, also in the States and on the Wall Street.
Well, Gary North is an example of somebody who has an ideological axe to grind. And so everything falls into that framework. In a way, he's like a mirror image of my father writing about Hungary or Czechoslovakia. He's just on the other side. They're mirror images of each other, which is sad. And I don't know him, you know. But no, we're not just beating a dead horse or arguing about things. Sometimes historical arguments are very relevant. For example, when I teach my class on African-American women's history, and I argue about what took place during Black Reconstruction, or the period of Reconstruction after the Civil War, that's a politically loaded subject. And there are historians that still teach that, especially in elementary and high schools and things like that. They still teach that as though former slaves, Black people, were running wild and didn't know how to govern and were corrupt and so forth. They still paint very negative, and it's racist. It's a racist history. Well, that's ideological, isn't it? That's an ideological history. That's a history that's designed to prop up a white supremacist system. So I think this is very similar. You know, he doesn't want to deal with the substantive issues that the left has raised, and some of which have been implemented. That's all. I don't take him too seriously.